Hello, welcome to a brand new episode of the Retro Rankings Podcast, the first episode of 2022. And let me tell you something. I think I had COVID actually recently. It's been crazy around the house. We had two confirmed cases of COVID, and then which kind of made for some kind of difficult, tight situations. But everybody is doing fine as of this recording of this podcast episode. However, I did get sick as well. I had most of the classic COVID symptoms, including what has turned out to be a new symptom of the Omicron variant, which is night sweats. I had that for 2 nights, on top of sinus congestion, coughing, lungs kind of feeling a little heavy, being tired, running a fever. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I had it. I did get tested. I took 2 home tests and one of those PCB tests. PCRs. I don't remember, but they all came back negative, but it's just way too coincidental. And I might have been one of those rare cases where I got tested for COVID and the test result was wrong, you know. And then I had, after feeling pretty much better, I still had some lingering coughing symptoms, but yeah, it's weird. But I took a good chunk of December off. I'd have to say like about 2.5 weeks, and from kind of like doing any kind of recording or anything, it was kind of nice, and it kind of hit at a good time because of what was going on in the house. But everything's fine, getting back in the swing of things. And as was mentioned on the last episode, the 2021 kind of year in review, look back, so on and so forth. Brand new stuff going on for the Potation Rotation brand this year. And I'm kind of like not giving a shit about a lot of things going forward. I'm kind of just going to do things on my own time, not worry about schedules and circle jerking and all that kind of stuff, except for the consistency of at least getting 2 of these out a month, still on the second and last Tuesday of every month. The Good for Nothing podcast, which is not video game related, might have a bit of a pause. It was only going to be like one of those a month. And unfortunately, the first episode of that was supposed to be out in mid-January, might be delayed until February because TJ, at last checked when I was going to schedule us recording the episode, he started feeling ill. So I'm kind of like just leaving him to just do what he's got to do and focus on himself. And if we don't get an episode out this month, it's not a big deal. The inaugural Good for Nothing podcast episode. Other than that, PMG project, 2 episodes on the weekends this month. And as far as the reviews and the gaming goes, just whatever. In fact, let's talk about gaming right now. I'm actually not playing anything recent. I finished off some of the games that were in my rotation, and then at the end of the year, I added Chicory. Got that finished literally like the final hour of 2021. I think I finished like at just a little after 11 p.m. December 31st. And would it have made, if I played it any earlier, would it have made like my top 7? No, it wouldn't have made my top 7, mostly because I found after a while, probably about 40% into the game, I was paying pretty close attention to a lot of coloring detail in that game, and I got real bored of it real fast. Like I said, 40% in. It got to the point where I would get to a blank screen or pause and look at my map and be like, Jesus Christ, I still have all this to color. So that became like a tedious chore. I didn't want to not color anything in. That is part of the experience, obviously. But it got tedious for me, and especially as you progress through the game and levels and screens and whatnot, if you want to call it levels, but screens get a little bit more finely detailed, especially when the corruption starts creeping in to the central part of the map. You know, it just, I'm like, I can't do these details anymore. I'm just like, the ground's going to be one color and elevated ground's going to be another color and trees are going to be another color. And like the cliff sides of elevated areas are going to be another color. And that's like it, you know? And then I just randomized the buildings or whatever. Like if there's a building, it's just a random color. Like I didn't even put any thought into things later on in the game. And I was playing the Switch version, which was buggy as fuck. Oh my God. I don't know how many times that game froze and crashed on me. A lot of the times it did it, we're doing boss fights when you're kind of really moving the cursor around, trying to paint the enemy to attack them. And it would crash. And it would be like this long, like the screen would pop up with this really long ass code. And then it would reset and go back to the title screen. And I was really, really pissed. It took me the better part of an hour for the final battle, because that's how often it crashed. And I would have to start all over again. So I heard that the PlayStation version is pretty much bug-free. I know that the PC had some bugs. Switch, wow, just absolutely batshit insane, crazy on bugs. Overall, I love the game, and I'm waiting for a sequel, and I'm hoping that if something comes out again on the Switch, it's not as buggy. And for anybody that's playing it, I'm hoping that they fix the bugs for you. But it's a good game. I'll give them that. The dialogue sometimes got a little bit too deep and too heavy for me. You know, I was just like, yeah, you know, like I understand the concept and how you're kind of diving deep into the psyche of characters in that game. And that's great. It's kind of like never been done before. But sometimes it got just a little too deep for me, to the point where I'm like, eh, like I could have probably not kept talking to this character and would have been just fine. So, but overall, fantastic game. Probably finish in my top 10, but none of my top 7 that I listed budged. And after that, I mean, that was it. As far as newer games go, I'm waiting for some stuff to come out at this point. And I decided to play Paper Mario on my Switch. I played Mario RPG, never finished it. And then after that, I jumped to Super Paper Mario. I know Super Paper Mario gets a bad rap and it's not the greatest game. But as you all know, I'm not like a big RPG person. So I just never played a lot of the Mario RPG style games. So I decided to go to Paper Mario and I've been playing that. And that's really all I've been dabbling in. I'll usually fire up something classic and retro just to throw in there that I'm, you know, not going to be paying much attention to, just to keep my brain going. But other than that, yeah, the one I'm really paying attention to right now is Paper Mario. So that's what I'm doing on the game side. Now, the last few episodes, I have said that I kind of failed to check my emails. And because I got 4 email addresses, and to be honest with you, and you know, like my work is number one, obviously. I spend the most time in my work email, even sometimes on weekends, which I shouldn't, just to prepare me for what's to come on a Monday. Then my personal email, and then I've got kind of like an email that is like a mashup of all my Gmail emails that I've ever had in history. And I still go through those, even though like 2 of them are paranormal related and I don't do that shit anymore. So I don't know why I do that. But, you know, then yes, rotation email. is a part of that as well. That's so they kind of like number three, number four. I just don't go into it that often, and I should. And I did, actually, before recording this episode. Actually, it was a few days before recording this episode. What I wanted to do for the first episode of the year was another music episode. Ironically, I got an email here from somebody using a Yahoo email. His name is Devin. And you know, I'm going to tell you what. If you guys could, when I do get an email, and I get a couple a month, they're not that big of a deal, actually. But Devin's had a suggestion. And if you could just let me know where you are, that'd be fantastic. So Devin's suggestion was he liked the music episode that I did with the when I used the all the music that was sent to me by Tommy Tallarico for the live orchestrated video game music. And there's still more of those episodes to come. So don't worry about that. But he wanted me to do a music episode with bad music. And I'm thinking to myself, not only would that be kind of too easy, but I don't know if I want to put anybody through the paces of seven songs that would be anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes long, having to listen to bad music. I don't know, man. Like, that's where we are kind of going today. Like, I decided to take that idea. Thank you, by the way, for the kind of crazy idea. I don't see anybody listening to the entire episode if I did it that way. So I decided to do something different. I decided that I was just going to kind of do a music episode, okay, which is what this is. And I was going to focus on parts or clips of the songs, but doing all of video gaming, I mean, there's just so much to pick from. And man, I don't know. I would have had to revisit so many games. And, you know, then there's all the plethora that I didn't play that probably has bad music and that I'm not familiar with. And it seemed daunting when I was thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's narrow this down. And that's where this episode lands today. And narrowing it down, it was a challenge because it's hard, hard as hell to try to think of bad Nintendo music. But I did it. It's a situation where I had to sit here and think of kind of like the whole, where were you on 9/11 type of thing. Like, what immediately comes to mind where I'm sitting there and I can say like, wow, that is fucking awful music, Nintendo. And it took me a while and I had to revisit some games, part of the games to kind of like, yep. My memory served me correctly, but that's where we are. This episode is the top 7 worst Nintendo music soundtracks. Okay, so I need to digress a little bit. When I say soundtracks, I mean literally it's a song, maybe, not the entire game soundtrack. And I say that because Nintendo just doesn't really put out bad soundtracks overall. You know, you might have a game that's got one clunker of a song in it, and that's what we're covering today. Some of them I might be cheating on a little bit, but it's still things that like sit in the back of my head that are like, yeah, like I totally remember this game having a bad song, or I totally remember this bad song in general. So that's where we are. It was not easy. Here we go. We're going to be starting off with 7. Balloon Trip Breeze Gate from Nintendo Land on the Wii U. Thank you. know what's going on here. Now, the thing is Nintendo Land overall has a pretty good soundtrack. It's not the greatest, but it's good. And it's got orchestrated versions of songs, and then it's got 8-bit versions of songs. So, Trip Breeze Gate, the orchestrated version, pretty much the orchestrated version of any 8-bit song on the soundtrack is really good. The 8-bit versions, not so much. This is the worst, in my opinion, of the 8-bit versions, this Trip Breeze Balloon, Trip Breeze Gate. Nintendo tries to capture a lot of its NES era 8-bit sounds in these 8-bit versions. And some of them hit good. This one kind of misses. This one's kind of all over. It gets kind of annoying. The blips, the bloops, the beeps, you know, just, it's a mess. And I remembered playing this as the pack-in with the Wii U, right? And thinking that the music was good. Overall, the music is not bad, but the 8-bits just didn't hit right. And I remembered that, and it stuck with me. And so I went through and went through the soundtrack, and I'm like, yeah, the Balloon Trip Breeze Gate is actually probably the worst of all the 8-bit versions of the songs on that soundtrack. So coming at number 7, Nintendo Land's Balloon Trip Breeze Gate. So yeah, before moving along, like I said, I don't want to do 7 of these and play the entire freaking song. Normally when I do a top 7 anything, worst or best of, I'll play like about a 30-second clip of a popular song from that game's soundtrack. So you're getting about twice as much there. I'm going to do a minute. I think you guys can probably get through 7 minutes of pretty questionable Nintendo music, right? So that's my gift to you today, trying to get through this episode. I'm just going to subject you to 7 shitty minutes. Well, let's move along here. We're going to get into
6.
The Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, Twilight Battle. Okay, so I can be controversial. That's part of what this is. I tell you that if you want to argue something with me, go ahead and send me an email. You know me. I'm a big Zelda fan. It's my number one gaming franchise of all time. I pretty much bleed Zelda. I'm surprised I don't have a Zelda tattoo yet. I've got a plan for a Zelda tattoo. It's pretty involved, and it's basically acting as a cover-up for one that I've already got. I just haven't gotten around to getting it done. But yeah, I fucking love Zelda, and I love most of the music. I even think the Zelda 2 music is pretty good. I also think Skyward Sword's got a good soundtrack, though it's not the best. And I don't even really like those games. However, the Twilight Battle music, if you even want to call it music, it's just fucking annoying as fuck. I can't stand it. Now, the controversial part of this, yes, is that it's supposed to be suited for the gameplay that is happening at the time. That is, it's atmospheric. Fine, whatever, so be it. However, that doesn't mean that it's any less annoying, because it's not. It's still super fucking annoying. I think they could have made really good atmospheric music for the toilet battle part of the game when this occurs, instead of having to hear this shit. I'm sorry. And I love Twilight Princess. It's one of my favorite Zelda console platform RPG games, whatever kind of genre you want to throw Zelda into. But yeah, this was one of the ones that stuck out for me almost immediately. like, I can put up with it because it's not long. It doesn't happen often per se. In the grand scheme of things, looking at the game as a whole, it's just a small fraction. But unfortunately, it is an annoying fraction of the game. So Twilight Princess, the toilet battle music, is number 6 on my list today. All right, moving right along here.
5.
Metroid 2, Return of Samus, the Caverns theme. Okay, so, you know, kind of cheating again, maybe a little bit. Controversial, maybe a little bit. I mean, here's the thing. Game Boy music was never exactly good. I mean, going back talking about The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening soundtrack, it's good for a Zelda game, I guess. It tried its best for a Game Boy game. It's not good overall. Like, it's compared to other Zelda soundtracks, the Game Boy's Link's Awakening is not good. So Game Boy music as a whole, you know, it's not good. However, in the other part of it is Metroid music overall. It's not meant to have quote unquote music. It is meant to have an atmospheric soundtrack. However, tying back to Zelda and the atmosphere of the toilet battle music, yes, I understand this is supposed to be atmospheric for the caverns levels. However, that does not mean it needs to be annoying. And this is just one step worse than Toilet Battle in my book. This is just, and it's the fact too that, like, there's pauses where there's nothing. Like, it's one thing to have weird ass random, you know, boops and bleeps and shit, and then just to have silence. I was kind of hoping, like, if you guys never heard that before, that you didn't think something was wrong with my editing or something was wrong with the podcast episode. No, it just, that's why it's like one up on my list over Twilight Princess. It's just, it's bad. It's bad. It's not annoyingly bad. I mean, otherwise I'd be higher on my list, right? But yeah, I think, again, they could have done a little bit more something for the atmosphere of it instead of just releasing that garbage. Number six, the caverns theme of Metroid 2 Return of Samus. Four. I laugh because it's a meme. It really is. It's a meme. It's the DK rap from Donkey Kong 64. Everybody knows that that really should be one of the top things you think about. Like, if especially if you're familiar with the Donkey Kong series and Donkey Kong 64, obviously in particular, that you know that it's one of the worst things Nintendo has ever released. And what makes it bad is the fact that they had to put thought into the lyrics for it. It's just not music. It's not the sound of instruments going through the computer. It is literally somebody rapping words, if you want to call it that. It's very vanilla, very safe of a format of rapping, very poorly written as well. And then throwing in the random Donkey Kong Country sounds just didn't help matters much. Oh boy. I don't know what else to say. I already said it's basically a meme is what it is. I mean, you don't have to go any further than that. When you call something a meme at this point, then you know that it's just bad, that it's a joke, that it, you know, is the standard of what is bad. You look up bad Nintendo music in the dictionary. You should get a screen capture of the DK rap. You know, as bad as it is, you know, it's kind of in the middle there of my list because it's not super annoying. It's not something you want to listen to in its entirety unless unless you're morbidly curious. But you know, it's the fact that there's lyrics and they had to put thought into that. That just, you know, smacks it right dab in the middle of my list. The Donkey Kong Country 64, Donkey Kong 64, DK rap, number four on my list today. Three! Super Paper Mario, River Twigs Bed. I was a kid. Okay, so I brought up Super Paper Mario earlier in the episode. And what was funny is when I'm playing Paper Mario, and I get this email and telling me, and the email came weeks ago. so it's not like it came while I was playing Paper Mario. So I want to make that clear. But I found it ironic that I happened to get through all my unread emails between 3 Gmail accounts and going through the spam and the promotion emails, which is like a thing. Like if you do Gmail, you click all mail, you get everything. You get your junk, you get your legitimate emails, and you get the promotion emails, which are like ads that companies email you. I fucking hate Gmail, by the way. I just want to throw that out there. So I do the all, and I got a lot of crap to go through. It was in there, and I read it finally while I was playing Paper Mario, and I'm like, you know what? Like, right away, it hit me. Super Paper Mario, that game gets a bad rap, and, you know, I can't compare it to a lot of other of the Mario RPG games because I just don't play them. So it's, to me, it's just an okay game. But right away, I'm like, there was the River Twigs. And I, like, right off the top of my head, I'm like, that's going to be on my list. I know it. If I wasn't playing Paper Mario, it probably would have took me a little bit to, like, think about that. But the fact that I was playing Paper Mario helped because I was like, oh, yeah, Super Paper Mario. It's got a bad song, River Twigs. I really, when I made my list and I had Super Paper Mario on there, I'm like, let me think about all the other Mario games, not just the RPG ones, but all Mario games, all of them. Even if it's Mario and Sonic at the Olympics or something where their IP was sent out for somebody else to develop a game. As long as Nintendo still published the game and is Mario related, like, let me think of all the ones that I've ever played. Do any of them have bad music? No, not really. It's weird to think about it. I like even tried to justify the original songs of Super Mario Brothers in Super Mario Brothers 2, for example. And, you know, like the underworld theme in Super Mario Brothers 2, like where you're digging through the sand and all that, that's kind of repetitive, but it's still like not bad. Like, Nintendo, when it comes to Mario and whoever's developing the game, they don't allow for bad music. They really kind of don't. But River Twig's Bed, like, it stuck out. But I'm like, you know, this can't possibly, like I said, like I was thinking, this can't possibly be the worst Mario song ever on a Mario game soundtrack. But nope, thinking about it, took time. I took like a good hour thinking about all the Mario games and getting through all the songs in my head. And like, if I thought, wait, this game, this level has a bad song, let me look it up. I think it's bad. Nope. It's actually not that bad, you know? It was tough. Nintendo and Mario, just all their stuff is just pretty much polished as far as music goes, in my opinion. In my opinion. But unfortunately, River Twig's Bed song in Super Paper Mario, it's just a fucking mess compared to all the other Mario songs on any Mario game soundtrack. It's annoying as fuck. And that's why it's number 3 on my list today.
2.
Now, before I tell you what number 2 is, this is kind of cheating because if you don't do this in the game, you will never hear it. Okay? If you don't pause this game, you will never hear the song. Number 2 is the pause screen of Wario World. Yeah. Bing, boom, boom, na, 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 na. No. Overall, Wario World, if you're familiar with it, is kind of a, it's kind of a short game, especially if you're not going to 100% complete the game, just whip through it, get through it the best you can. You never really have to pause it. Unfortunately, you know, I mean, as a kid, I probably paused video games a lot less. If I ever had to stop playing video games, because my mom and dad came in and took the controller or unplugged it or something like that, right? But as an adult, you kind of get things that happen. Like, you know, you got to take a piss because you can't hold it much longer, you know, as you get older or something, you know, or indigestion kicks in and you got to go take a shit. You get thirsty, you want to grab another beer. There's, you know, interruptions, phone, texting. Like, there's so many more reasons to have to pause a game nowadays. And traditional pausing, like, that's not really much of a thing. Like, a lot of the times, unless it's a game where it's timing you and you give a shit about it, like, you can just put the controller down and just let it fly. Like, a lot of games are kind of like that nowadays. But I only, not too long ago, realized the Wario World pause screen was song was a thing. I played it a couple years ago again, and right before I actually moved to where I live now is when I replayed it. And, you know, interruptions and everything. And I paused it, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, thank God, like, I'm pausing it to leave the room, because you don't want to just sit here and listen to it on purpose, like, at all. And you don't have to. That's the beauty of it. It's, like, really bad. It is super bad. It is, like, one of the worst, obvious, one of the worst Nintendo songs, if you want to even call it that, ever. And, but, I, you know, I can't put it at number one, because you have a choice. You don't have to listen to it. It's not forced upon you. Don't pause the game. Don't pause it, you know? Or if you're going to pause the game and you know it's coming because you're going to pause it, mute it, you know? You don't have to. It's not part of the gameplay. So you've got your choice. But yeah, Wario World's pause screen music is number two on my list today. All right, cruising right along in this one. I hope this makes Devin and our old friend Todd. I haven't brought Todd up in a while, but Todd, I hope you're doing all right listening to this episode today. You fucking son of a bitch. I fucking hate you, Todd. But we're moving right along. We're getting into number one.
Yeah! Jesus fucking Christ, it's about time.
One.
Yoshi's New Island, the Yoshi Clan song. So here's the thing. Yoshi's Island. So the original Yoshi's Island, which was Super Mario World 2, it's a good game. In fact, any Yoshi game, to me, it's still like, they're still good games. They're fun. They're fun. They are fun games. They can get frustratingly hard at the end, just like a Mario game, especially some of those extra levels that you unlock throughout the game if you're a completionist, as I am with some games. However, after Yoshi's Island, after the OG, the music in pretty much all Yoshi games starts getting pretty bad. And this one is no exception. Pretty much the entire soundtrack for Yoshi's New Island is fart garbage. It is trash. The worst being the Yoshi Clan song, the Yoshi Clan theme. Talk about not wanting your ears to bleed. My suggestion to anybody that hasn't really treaded the Yoshi side-scrolling games, like even including Woolly World, when you play those games, the music is not part of the experience. Trust me. Put it on mute. Put on your Echo and request some Def Leppard or something. I don't know. Whatever you listen to. I just say Def Leppard because I just happen to be wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt at the moment. But listen to something else. You do not have to listen to what Nintendo put out, like this childish preschool random music bullshit, making sounds out of kazoos and toilet paper rolls. Like kazoo intensifies. Like you don't have to listen to this shit. Trust me. This is just the start of it. I'd hate to say it gets better outside of Yoshi Clan, but it doesn't. It really kind of doesn't. This is just the one that sticks out the most, because really, when I was compiling this, I'm like, something from a Yoshi series is going to make it in here. I mean, they're notoriously bad soundtracks. I mean, Nintendo, like, what the fuck? So when I say Nintendo doesn't put out bad music, they don't, except for a Yoshi game. Like, it's not good music. You need to take a look at the entirety of a Yoshi gaming series. But yeah, Yoshi's New Island, probably the worst of it. Super guilty, super guilty. Yoshi Clan, like, freaking hang it from the gallows. It's so bad, so bad. Yeah, and so that's why it makes number one on my. I knew some kind of Yoshi song was going to make number one on my list. I had to go through and re-listen to just snippets of a lot of ones, and I'm like, yeah, this. I knew it was going to be Yoshi Clan. I knew it. I mean, just the kazoo. Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, number one, Yoshi's New Island, the Yoshi Clan on my list today. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Retro Rankings Podcast, the 7 worst songs that Nintendo has put out in their IPs, their own published games. It was hard. It really was hard. I even went as far as being like, you know what? Like, should I even look at titles like Mario is Missing or Mario's Time Machine? Because yeah, they were published by Nintendo, but they weren't developed by Nintendo, which is fine. That's a pass. I could have went with that. But really, like, even those games, like, yeah, they use songs that were in previous Nintendo titles. And yeah, they're watered down, but they're still not bad. You know, like, yeah, they're generic sounding, but I mean, they're all right. You know, it was tough. It was tough. It would have been a whole lot easier to put together taking a look at the entirety of gaming, or even taking a look at the entirety of one system, like the NES, and coming up with the worst. And really, Devin, to be honest with you, I think you opened up a whole new thing. Like, I was going to do like the worst of a series, which probably wouldn't have worked very well either. Like, how many worst of Zeldas can I come up with? I obviously can only come up with one Mario, you know, but I could do entire, I played enough games, especially retro games on older systems. I could probably do an entire system. So be on the lookout, more worst of music episodes to come. So that's going to do it. Before we leave, it's time for Podorota's player pro tip of the day.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't know how much more of a pro tip I can give you other than when you're playing a Yoshi game, don't listen to the music. Listen to something else. Or you're going to play Wario World, don't pause it. Or if you do, mute it before you do. Like, I've given some pretty good tips. I really don't have anything to tell you. overall, this was a music episode, and I'm not really talking about the games themselves. I'm just talking about one song or soundtrack or theme from a game, and that's it. I think I gave you some good tips on the Yoshi series of games and Wario World. We're just going to leave it at that. So, kind of a bland player's pro tip of the day, I know, but we weren't really talking about gameplay at all. So, there you have it. There's your pro tip. Don't listen to the pause theme of Wario World, and don't listen to any of the Yoshi games music. But that's a wrap on this episode of the Retro Rankings Podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you haven't done so yet, I think it's time that I start reminding you. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, if there is an area to rate the podcast, I would appreciate it if you did. And you know what? If you got to give me 2 out of 4 stars or 3 out of 5 or 6 out of 10, whatever the rating system is, wherever you are, you know what? Be honest. And if you can leave a comment, if you can leave a comment, a notation, if you will, where you are in your ratings and you want to be constructive, outside of sending me emails, which is the other like 1 or 2 emails I get a month, some constructive criticism, which is why I kind of changed the format a little bit recently. But you know what? Do it there. Do it there. Let the public see it. I'm good with that. I'm fine with that. That's what this is all about. Please leave a rating for me. I would greatly appreciate it. Outside of that, like I said, email me. PotationRotation@gmail.com is the way to get a hold of me. Or you can go to PotationRotation.com. And it's been revamped a little bit. It's been revamped to include a lot of things at the top, including merchandise, if you will. All the links have been updated. My social medias can be found there. That's where you can find me on the Internet of Things. But so reach out, connect, and you know what? Share this shit with your friends, if you will. Anybody who you think might be interested in a retro gaming podcast. One of thousands out there. I know, get lost in the shuffle, but here I am doing my thing. So if you could share it, that would be great as well. I'm going to leave you guys for this episode. See you guys in another couple weeks. Thanks again. Talk to you guys later.